BMW Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Well?
Sitting here drinking my cup of coffee and watching the weather lady talking about what's going to go on for the next few days.
It's supposed to be a little bit cooler, it says, in the next few days. That'll be a welcome change. And that, but it's good to hear you this morning. I hadn't heard you in a few days.
Birthday was last week, so we took off to the mountains for a little while, went up to Pigeon Forge, kind of looked around there a little bit.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, hit the 69 marker, and if I make it a little while longer, I'll be traveling at 70.
And I'm a few years behind you, but not all that far.
It definitely beats the alternative, made it another trip around the sun. Another fella comes in here about this time, so won't keep it tied up too long, but you have a good day out there, and be careful heading on into work. KF4NXY.
You have a good one, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Force TEF mobile.
KN4TFW.
Ken, how are you doing on this Friday Eve?
Good, can't complain. And yourself?
I'm reminding myself it's a 3-day weekend because I keep forgetting.
It'd be nice.
Every time I can get them.
Bit cooler too, but it's the weekend for the first official start of summer. It's going to be cool.
My antenna was not working on that one.
Weekend is like the official start of summer, and it's going to be cool.
That much. Hey, the human mornings. What I know it was earlier this week, I believe it was, and it went into work, and it was just warm and humid. Sticky. I mean, you wasn't standing in front of a fan, it was hot.
Man, yeah, there ain't much air circulation. There ain't no air conditioning in the plant for us.
Hell, Benny, I think the hall that I'm in now has air conditioning, but it's, I don't know what temperature they keep it at, but, you know, when it's humid and all those bay doors open, it's humid.
Going in to my bad spot. Yeah, our plant is just like a steel structure with, you know, open grating floors and just sheet metal skin.
That's a toast.
Exhaust fans and a few fans, you know, blowing on you, but that's it. There ain't no AC unless you're in the office.
Look at that kind of building. This weekend, is that what you were saying?
Weekend. Well, my in-laws are coming in, and we'll be up near Jones Gap. You know, I think we're going up there Friday evening and maybe Saturday for a birthday party, but other than that, that's about it. We're not going out of town until the 8th.
Not Jones Gap. I couldn't remember if you were going out of town or something.
My brother lives up there on a little lake. And it's kind of up there by near where the fire was up there near Jones Gap.
What are you talking about now? Caesar's Head, Jones Gap area.
I'm going to go up 76 hit and go down there a little ways and then hang a right.
Out of town. Well, yesterday I leave for summer camp with the scouts in 2 weeks. I'm like, golly, coming too fast.
About the same time I'll be on vacation.
The 5th or 7th, whatever that Sunday is, 1st of June, and then we'll come back that Saturday.
We're gone the 8th through like the 11th or the 12th, and then I'm back at work for Friday the 13th.
radio bag. I'm gonna leave it at home this year. I never really seem to have enough time to break it all out and do anything with it. I'm just gonna take some little HTs with me.
Give me one of those ATOS screwdriver antennas so I can take my 450D with me, and then maybe I can do some talking from down there at the beach when we're camping.
Try it sometime. Only problem I ever had was in the campground, the noise limit. You know, it's really a lot higher, I guess, due to all the air conditioners running and everything else. But, you know, still, for the most part, I was able to make contact the amount of time I put my radio to beat. Activation.
Not happening.
Contact, and you can shut her down.
I do a special log and all kinds of stuff like that. That ain't worth the hassle.
I always use the, was it hammers or whatever it was? I did that for my POTA on my little laptop that I used. And that way it's not really part of my normal log. A few years, I need to do it again.
And I need to fire my HF radio up and make sure it still works.
What do you mean? I turned mine on a couple days ago, and I don't know what it was, every single band. Yeah, well, I was being specific, so I was looking for PSK-31, and you know, I started on 10 meters, which I know there wasn't many there, but I checked the FT8 frequency. There was barely anything. So then I started going up, you know, and really never found anything. I finally settled on either 20 or 40 meters listening for PSK-31. And I never did hear anything, so I just ended up shutting her back down.
Check out the camper this weekend, make sure everything's kosher for the trip.
That's definitely the nice side about having the camper at the house. You can get it all ready to go. Had a little pop-up for local camping, but good Lord, they're so expensive.
Pop-up about the same size as a small travel trailer.
4HK.
KO4CF.
Welcome back. KM4CFW.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ken. I hope I'm making it in okay. I'm just on HT up here this morning.
A little more white noise, but you're making the repeater fine.
Good morning to both all three of y'all gentlemen. KO4MUF.
I hope you're having a good start. You're on your way into work there.
KO4CF.
And gentlemen, yes sir, I am. Mr. Patrick, how are you doing?
Good. I'm meeting a buddy here to go down to the little job site we're working on and play in the mud again.
Okay.
Sure, you thinking about buying you a pop-up? Is that what you've been looking for?
We always talk about it. I miss my little pop-up we had, but you know, they're two and three times the price we paid for ours. You know, when we, after me and the wife got married and started camping with one, so I don't know. They're usually just so expensive. I don't bother with it. Shoot, I'm having a car shop for my son right now, trying to find him a car.
What kind of car are you looking for him? Just anything affordable.
We seem to be leaning towards BMWs for the most part. Obviously, the wife wants the car to be ultra safe, and you know, I've been in those and got hit head on and walked away from it, and I've known a lot of people to do the same. And you know, some of the other cars, they're still good, but for whatever reason, so we've been looking there. I just don't want to buy him anything too fancy or fast. So he's a little bit spoiled because, you know, every BMW he's ever rode in has been new, so it's going to be interesting.
That. I'm sure it will be, but he needs to learn that. KO4HK.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
KO4CF. Yeah, Patrick, you're right, but he's actually wanting like a Camaro or Mustang or something like that. I'm like, that's not happening.
15-year-old
feels the same way. He thinks he's getting the Dodge Charger when he gets his license, and I've said on no uncertain terms over my dead body that's happening.
Exactly.
A four-cylinder pickup regular cab. That way they got no room for friends in there, and it ain't going nowhere.
My son into a little pickup truck, but man, he don't want nothing to do with it. Yeah, my first vehicle was a little 83 Toyota pickup truck, and I loved it. God, it was my favorite. I mean, I beat the crap out of it, taking it off-road all the time, but it was still fun, and I loved it.
Under that, like I say, you get one with a four-cylinder in it, it ain't going nowhere quick. It's safe, and you ain't got to worry about too many people being in there distracting them.
Whatever he's going to get is going to have less than 100 horsepower.
Up near where I live in Bowling Springs, and he couldn't have been more than, you know, 16 to 18 or something like that, driving a freaking Corvette. I just like, no way in heck that I would let my son ever drive anything like that.
No way. Mine didn't get nothing sporty until he could buy it himself.
A kid that has done all of his chores for his entire life and done everything his parents have asked him to do when they've asked him to do it immediately without question and has been happy doing it.
But guys, I'm going to get out of here. It's about time for me to get going. So I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to all of you this morning. Jody, have a good day out there. Ken, Andrew, y'all have fun at the plant. And Eric, you be careful the rest of your trip in KO4H kit. I'll talk to y'all later. 7-3.
KO4CF.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
7-3, Patrick. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT.
Patrick, have a great morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good to you, JKT.
I hope you're doing good.
I just eat my breakfast as I head down 85, but had been some traffic fun this morning, so I'm running way behind.
Me this morning for some reason.
The interstate. That time for me. I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot, so I'm gonna say 7-3. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good day. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew, have a great day. Be safe. WTUJKT.
Good day. Have a great day. We'll see you later. 7-3's KL4MUF.
Okay.
How's that first cup of tea?
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Jody, I think. Good morning, Eric. I think Andrew left, and I think I heard Patrick in there. I was on the phone. It's good. I just wanted to say good morning and have a chance to talk on the radio because it's quiet all day long now. Nobody's on there, so I'll take an opportunity now to say hello.
Quiet all day?
I think I heard three people all day yesterday. I heard someone in the morning. This is after you guys in the morning. On the way from when I left the house, I heard the time I got to work, I heard one person identify, and I was busy at the moment, and then there was two people about 6 o'clock. Now, I was, you know, in and out occasionally, so I'm sure I missed something, but it was quiet.
Not too much on my way home either. WTJKT, good morning.
KNK4MUF.
Dirty, nice to hear you. Haven't heard you in a while. And Eric, you're right. I think Patrick let it together. He's not on there anymore.
Coming home from work at 4, I'm usually on the telephone.
Out there yesterday around 4 or so, 4:30. I don't know. Wondered if you were out there, but figured I missed you. Anyway, I just wanted to say good morning. I was sitting here, I was talking to Beth. She just pulled into work, and I heard you guys. Wanted to say good morning. I'm going to finish my tea and get ready to head out. And 4ZLK, 7-3, guys.
Have a safe day out there riding around. KN4TFW.
7-3, Shane, good hearing from you this morning. Have a great day, WTJKT.
See you, Mr. Shane, for just a minute. It's good hearing you, brother. You be careful out there on that road. And we'll catch y'all out here later on. I'm back into my spot, too. Have a great morning, guys. KF4MUF.
talk to you later, WTUJKT. Looks like it's with you and me, Kev.
All these cars out here.
Got a 10-minute closure this morning right after I got on and couldn't go anywhere, so bad timing on my part, but I'm still up here. I'm not even down to Gossett Road yet.
I think 75.
In the office before the long weekend, though, so I'm taking tomorrow off, and I'm probably going to take Tuesday off as well, so I'm going to just take a nice long weekend this weekend.
And then I'm back in on Tuesday, so that won't be too bad. At least 3 days would be nice.
I know I'm trying to do a POTA activation sometime this weekend, but with the holiday weekend, the state park might be a little overrun.
Statement. And being the first, you know, the first official day of summer, right?
It'd be a show outside for sure. I have school for the kids too, so I gotta pick them up at 11 o'clock, and they'll be on their summer break, so they're probably gonna be going out of their minds too.
Yeah, and we got that Loomis fiber optic cable. They're gonna install it Saturday morning.
That's the speed you're gonna get.
Up and down for $80 a month.
Fiber coming into our neighborhood this fall. They've been digging all around Shelby, and I sent them an email a couple weeks ago saying, hey, you know, I live on David Street. You know, when do you think you guys are going to be coming through? And they said, David Street's on the schedule for this fall, and they have 2 gig up and down available for $80 a month. So that's what I'm going to sign up for.
Faster than that, but I didn't need it. I mean, heck, I'm pretty slow right now with Charter Cable or Spectrum or whatever you want to call it. So this will be nice, and at least it'll be dedicated.
Spectrum right now, we're supposed to get a gig down, and we usually get about 800, and then the upstream is only like 20 megs, so it's terrible for like uploading big photos and videos and stuff. It takes forever. So I'll be really happy to get 2 gig symmetric, and I'll need to update our homeland to 2.5 gig wired stuff, because right now we've just got gigabit Ethernet everywhere, and the wireless is Wi-Fi 6. So I'll probably have to upgrade to Wi-Fi 7 and upgrade all of the networking wired stuff to 2.5 gig to really take advantage of it. But that'll be a fun project for me this summer.
Getting like 400 megabits or whatever is all I'm getting.
At home, you're probably going to get, 400 to 600 under the best cases over Wi-Fi.
To be, their router and modem and everything, so we'll see how it works. And they say no taxes, not going up or anything, just flat $80.
Decent deal. They'll probably give you a Wi-Fi 7 router, and that should be pretty nice because Wi-Fi 7, you should be able to get the full gig, no problem. On in Wi-Fi 7.
My smart TV and everything be able to connect to it?
Yeah, TV is Wi-Fi 7, but hang on, I gotta sneeze. Yeah, now your TV is Wi-Fi 7, but it should still benefit from, just having some devices be on Wi-Fi 7. If you have an iPhone, it's probably Wi-Fi 7 if it's a recent model. And then, other devices that are coming out are starting to support it, too.
Device is probably a couple of years old at best.
You might be looking at transitioning in then as things get updated. But, a Wi-Fi 7 router will still do Wi-Fi 6 really well. So, should be all right for you.
Technical when it comes to all of that. Have to wait and see how it works. Stream TV shows and that. I mean, local channels I get over there.
And 3, sometimes 4 TVs going all at the same time. Tommy's got one in his bedroom. Finn watches the one out in the living room. We've got the one in our bedroom. And then we've got the one out on the patio. And if we're all 4 watching different TVs, we might be streaming 4 shows. A gig should handle that just fine. But, Tommy's also on video games a lot, and they take a lot of bandwidth sometimes.
It's just me and Susan, and we're usually watching the same thing. I don't know that we've ever had 2 TVs running at the same time. find MV and the tablet running social media, but that's about it.
The improvement you're going to see is in, like, uploading photos and videos and stuff if you do that kind of thing.
So my truck doesn't have, you know, a navigation system. I end up using my phone on that. But can I, like, Wi-Fi my tablet to my phone going down the road, use my phone as a hotspot to show, like, Google Maps?
Not as long as you have a hotspot capacity from your carrier. Who's your carrier? Yeah, Verizon typically gives you some amount of data for your hotspot, so I don't see why you couldn't do that.
Just like when I'm pulling the camper to be able to see what the heck's coming up. I believe it's an iPhone 12.
My phone with work is an iPhone 12 SE, I think, and you just have to go in and turn on the hotspot. I can't remember how to do it off the top of my head, but yeah, you just go turn on the hotspot and set the Wi-Fi password and stuff to something, you know, complicated. You should be able to connect the tablet to it just fine.
Sometimes, like, as a hotspot, if the Wi-Fi at the campground isn't very good, we'll use it as a hotspot and watch some TV. It's a little bit slow, but it should be fine for Google Maps.
My iPhone, yeah, we've got Verizon through the office, and it's all ultra wideband, so if I can get 300 or 400 megabits on my iPhone just as a hotspot.
All right, well, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome, safe day, and I'll catch you back. I guess sounds like you're taking Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. KN4 TFW.
All right, 73, and I hope you have a great weekend as well. Enjoy your long extra day off there, and yeah, we'll catch you Wednesday next week, probably. Well, actually Thursday, so I'll be working from home Wednesday next week. But yeah, have a good one. Talk to you later. This is WTJKT.